Let's check how prices fared in the resumption. I mean, in the overnight trading session, July wheat at 583 was up 1.5. Last trade up 9.5. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 529. Up a half, last trade up 3. July corn, 377.25, up a quarter, last trade up 4. July beans, 1120, up 5, last trade up 10.5. July soybean meal, 411.40, unchanged, last trade up 150. July soybean oil, 35.80, up 2, last trade up 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and I'll match 250 of the next pledges.
250 of the next pledges toward agriculture.
Towards ag.
Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate that very much. Let's
report
look.
Shocked us this morning on corn acres. If you remember in the last month, we talked about there was 7.2 million acres missing. Well, 4.87 of those showed up today as planted, and that we were fearful of that for the last month, that those acres would get planted. And they planted a lot of acres out west and here in the eastern Corn Belt. Even though we were behind, we didn't switch much at all.
And so corn is 2 million acres additional. And what are the implications for trade today? And what are the implications for trade going forward after today?
Well, the implication is we'll be lower led by corn today. Beans might recover in new crop because not as many planted as expected today. But it's still more than last time. So we're looking at a lot lower on corn. We're looking at struggling to get back up to any levels that we were at previous to the last couple of weeks.
Would you think that today's trade could be volatile enough to go ahead and take a look at those March lows for corn in the D's of around 375.5?
I think that's very easily possible. There are people calling it anywhere from 10 to limit down on corn. Old crop corn, they're calling we could be down quite a bit, but new crop, because of less acres, they say eventually could go back up a little, even though it's more acres than last time. It was a lot less, a million less than what was expected on the report today on beans.
Yeah, let's turn our attention to the beans. It looks to me like beans have a chance, especially old crop, to hang in there for a while.
Yeah, because we have a very tight supply of old crop. The South American crop was poorer than expected, and China continued to buy from us, so the old crop supply is very tight. The new crop supply is dependent on the weather and what kind of crop we get this summer.
And what is the initial estimate, about 3.3 billion bushels of beans, if we get a sort of a typical?
42.6, I think, was their yield that they're putting on them, and 3.3 something, close to 3.4. We would have more beans than expected in the carryout by, I think, 65 million, which is a pretty good chunk on beans.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois.